Murray, how are you?
Mitch, very, very well. I've been just swatting up Deluxe over the summer break, looking for the worst possible gags, and I may have some here. Look, you may have heard them. Just chime in if you have.
Before we get into that, though, yeah. I'd love to get your read, because you've been reporting on sport for, you know, decades and decades and decades, and the report out this morning that the government won't commit to funding to some major sport bodies unless they start treating the female and male players on the same level in terms of, you know, flying them to games and that sort of stuff.
And when they get the accommodation, the level of accommodation.
It's. I mean, what's most upsetting about this is kind of not surprising that this already happens. Do you know what I mean? That's the most upsetting thing about
100%
it.
100% right. I mean, why has it's 2016.
Yeah.
Why are we finally saying, guess what? The Australian female football team, right, Lisa Devanna and so on, should be flying up the front along with Timmy Cahill.
Yeah.
Timmy doesn't go down the back.
Especially when you consider that the female, the Matildas, have gotten further in World Cups and championships than the Socceroos ever have.
Shh, you're not supposed to mention
that. Come on. Like,
it's true.
That means they get a first-class service.
And you know what? Well done, Matildas. Last year, they had the balls to stand up and say, we're not going to cop this anymore. They went on strike to insist. They weren't demanding the same level of payments that the Socceroos get, because we can't afford that.
Yeah.
But they said, you know what, we'd like a bit more than peanuts.
Yeah. And they're on, like, part-time wages and obviously devoting so much of their time and, of course, their bodies to the sport.
Play for
well.
Australia, for goodness sake. Basketball teams. I bet, you know, Delhi, when he's flying down to Rio, Delhi with the front of the plane. I mean, please, I mean, the women basketball players, are they not entitled to fly the same level? The government says they are. Mm-hmm. If these big sports, major sports we're talking about, want to continue to enjoy taxpayer support, that is government funding, you will fly male and female athletes at the same standard. You will accommodate male and female athletes to the same standard.
Not some shonky hostel or anything like
that. Oh, that's right. Sorry, yeah. Boys, there's your beautiful luxury coach. There's the Ritz-Carlton just around the corner. Oh, ladies, there's your tuk-tuks. And you can truck off down here to the hostel just around the corner. Flea-bitten mattresses and stuff. I mean, it's just outrageous. Why it's taken this long, it's beyond me.
All right, let's hear some gags, shall we? What do you got this morning? Make them good, because this is the first one for 2016.
I'll make them as bad as I can. How do you know when you're about to drown in milk?
I don't know.
When it's past your eyes. That's bad.
Yeah.
What do you call a Spanish man leaving hospital?
A Spanish man leaving hospital. I'm not sure.
Manuel.
He's well. Okay. All right. Yep.
And a group of surgeons are sitting around having a few beers, and they start discussing the best patients to operate on. Mm-hmm. First one says, "I love to see accountants in my operating table because when you open them up, everything's numbered."
Okay.
Second surgeon says, "Nah, I love electricians. Everything's color-coded."
All right, nice.
Third one says, "I love librarians. Everything is in alphabetical order."
Librarians.
Fourth one says, "You're cracking jokes. I reckon politicians are the easiest to operate on. There's no guts, no heart, no balls, no brains and no spine. Plus the head and the bum are interchangeable."
There you go, in honour of our politicians heading back to work in Canberra this week. Murray Ells from the 2SER Newsroom, thank you very much.
Cheers, Mitch. Good on you.